This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has cast Moscow's military action in Ukraine as a forced response to Western policies. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Speaking at a military parade marking the World War II victory over the Nazis, Putin drew parallels between the Red Army's fighting against Nazi troops and the Russian forces' action in Ukraine. He says the campaign in Ukraine is a timely and necessary move to ward off a potential aggression, adding the Russian troops were fighting for the country's security in Ukraine, and then he observed a minute of silence to honour the troops who've fallen in combat. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More than 60 people were feared dead after a Russian bomb flattened a school being used as a shelter. That's according to Ukrainian officials, while Moscow's forces pressed their attack on defenders inside Mariupol's steel plant in an apparent race to capture the city ahead of Russia's Victory Day holiday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was appalled by the reported school bombing Saturday in the eastern village and called it another reminder that it is the civilians that pay the highest price in war. Authorities said about 90 people were sheltering in the basement. Meanwhile, the Russian shelling also killed two boys, ages 11 and 14, in the nearby town of Pervilia. And it's part of the Donbas, the industrial heartland in the east that Russia forces are working to capture. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden met with Ukrainian counterparts, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau raised his country's flag at its embassy in Kyiv. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders from the Group of Seven developed democracies have pledged to phasing out or banning the import of Russian oil as they met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to stress their support. The G7 displayed unity among Western allies on Victory in Europe Day, and the U.S. also announced new sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. They include cutting off Western advertising from Russia's three biggest television stations, banning U.S. accounting and consulting firms from providing services to any Russian, and piling additional restrictions on Russia's industrial sector. The death toll of a powerful explosion at a luxury hotel in Cuba's capital has gone to 31. As search crews with dogs hunted through the rubble of the iconic 19th century building looking for people still missing, the Hotel Saratoga, five-star 96-room hotel in Old Havana, was preparing to reopen after being closed for 2 years when an apparent gas leak ignited, blowing the outer walls into the busy mid-morning streets just a block from the country's capital building on Friday. Raiders killed at least 35 people, including a baby, in an attack on a gold mine in the strife-torn northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to local sources on Sunday. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
One local official said the Codeco militia had carried out the attack on the gold mine. The official said 29 bodies had been retrieved from the Camp Blanket gold mine. Another six burned bodies had been found buried at the site. He said among the dead was a four-month-old baby. The official cautioned that the death toll was provisional, as several other civilians have been reported missing, and other bodies are believed to have been thrown down into mine shafts. He said the search for bodies will continue. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The government of Israel's embattled prime minister is limping into the opening of Parliament's summer session on the verge of collapse. Naftali Bennett has lost his parliamentary majority less than a year after taking office. His own party is crumbling, and a key governing partner has suspended cooperation with the coalition. That has set the stage for a possible attempt by the opposition, led by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to topple the government later in the week. And while Bennett appears to be poised to fend off this immediate challenge, his longer-term prospects remain uncertain. Recapping our top story, the Russian President Vladimir Putin cast Moscow's military action in Ukraine as forced response to Western policies, and more than 60 people were feared dead Sunday after a Russian bomb flattened a school being used as a shelter in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.